Ice House Radio presents The Unexpected Theory, Northern California. The Unexpected Theory is an audio service brought to you by Icon Committee Entertainment, some rights reserved under Creative Commons license.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Bring the heat.
Ain't the next nobody, I'm the first in place.
Mix it non-stop.
Non-stop.
Tearing up the joint live. In the mix.
Baby, let's go!
Can you hear it?
Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your girl, Lynn Blaze, and welcome to The Unexpected Theory, where you can expect the unexpected. This is a show where we discuss the pretty and the ugly of navigating through life, the growing pains of adulting, and unlocking those conversion tools to success through entrepreneurship. The focus here is building community by way of support, while celebrating our small victories along the way. So here's to healing and stepping into our true authentic selves, unapologetically, in every single way.
Can you hear it?
And I love y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to tonight's show. This is the very first show, y'all. This is the very first show, you know. And as you can see, I'm pretty damn nervous about it. For a minute there, I almost didn't get it all the way out. But you made it. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love you guys so much. So, as the description says, today and tonight is about who is M. Blaze. So, this first session is what I would like to call it. This first session is just a simple introduction to me, your host and fellow theorist, M. Blaze. And for those who know me, know that the M stands for Marika. The Blaze is, yes, that is my legal middle name, okay? Has nothing to do with me burning or token, you know? I mean, I do, but it has nothing to do with that. My name is my God-given name, okay? So, I am your host, M. Blaze, and tonight's session should be fun. It's going to be brief. I'm not going to keep you all night, I promise. But nonetheless, I just want to give you guys a better understanding as to what the unexpected theory is and what you can expect from the unexpected theory and who your host is, why I'm doing this show, why I chose the name, why this platform, why a podcast? It's already so overly saturated, right? Who cares? The motto of the unexpected theory is do it anyway, but commit to it. So that's exactly what I'm doing here today. So to answer the first question, why the unexpected theory? First, I just really was digging the name. I love it, you know? And then when you start to really think about and digest, you know, just how everything works in life, period, it's totally unexpected. So one of the things that you can actually expect in life is for shit to be unexpected, right? So hence the unexpected theory. But however, for the show, to me, I have a short description as to how I like to describe what the unexpected theory is. And In simplicity, I like to think of the unexpected theory as a communal auditory journal. Okay. And what I mean by that is it's basically a place, a safe space for us all to indulge and engage and initiate conversations and dialogue between each other or ourselves, whatever we may say to each other internally. And for those extroverts like me, everything that we may say to our friends or family members. Okay. So the unexpected theory is a show about growth and the journey taken to get through this here thing called life and adulting. And this here is a judgment-free zone. So I just want to make that plain and clear as day. There's no judgments here. We're going to get more into why I say that in a minute, but there's no judgments here. And we want to exude and display nothing but positivity while shedding light on the hardships that myself, as well as everyone else may face on a day-to-day basis. So I don't want you guys to worry. It won't just be me here talking all the time. I will have some power pack people giving us their perspectives of how they journey through life and their cheat codes to success and happiness, as well as the tools for overcoming, their failures or our failures, as I like to say, and missteps all along the way. But making sure that we reinforce those good things that we do, right? Those good things along the way too. So get ready to expect the unexpected, bask in your greatness, and remain unapologetically you. Because everyone else is taken, boo. And for the second part, who was in Blaze? It really took me a little bit to think about this here question. Simply put, I just had a birthday, February 5th. I just made 31. Thank you. Oh, hold on. Yeah, thank you. Oh, you're too kind. I love that. Thank you, guys. But yeah, I just made 31, girl. Mm-hmm. 31 looks good on me. It feels good, too. I'm doing a lot of things to help myself uncover, discover, recover a lot of the things that I have lost throughout the years that makes me who I am. And when I tell you it's been hard, okay? I've been going to counseling. Mm-hmm. Your girl been going to counseling, honey. And it has been a no small task, may I add. So for those of you who may not be behind counseling, therapy, thinking that therapy or counseling is for white people, you're sorely misunderstood. I don't think you comprehend what this could really do for you mentally. And I mean that for everybody. Another one of the things that I wanted to say about, the unexpected theory is that it is very much inclusive to all of our cultural and racial counterparts. But specifically for me, I can only speak from the Black experience because here I am, a Black woman. I can only speak from my own experiences. And I know a lot of my, people that I reach out to, we're Black. Okay. So another thing, while I said earlier in the show that this is a judgment-free zone, I meant that. I may be biased a little bit, but who wouldn't be? just learn how to appreciate the differences in people. And I think that you guys will be fine. But Emblaze is first and foremost a woman. Fly, sensual woman. I am Black. A Black of the berry, sweet of the juice. I am a young Black woman. I am a mother, I am a sister, I am a daughter, I am a friend, I am a family member, and I am a multifaceted extrovert that loves love and laughter. And if y'all know me, because there are some people that are tuning in tonight, thank you so much for tuning in. A lot of you know me personally, and y'all already know that I am an extremely goofy individual, and I am proud of it. I am damn proud of it, because laughter is the best medicine for anything that you could be going through in life, okay? And I'm talking about anxiety, I'm talking about depression, I'm talking about all of that, which we'll go to and go through episodes down the road. But I love laughter. I love to laugh. I love to be goofy. I love making people laugh. I love people making me laugh. I love to watch things that make me laugh. I love my laugh. And I know not too many people can say that. But aside from that, I was born and raised in Richmond, California, Rich City, and grew up in a community apartment complex called John F. Kennedy Manor on the south side of Richmond. That's AKA the Manor, AKA the Jungle, AKA the Hood, AKA the Ghetto, and yes, 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 yay! Yes, it was definitely that, but it was my hood and it was my ghetto, and still to this day, as it sits totally renamed, remodeled, gentrified, and completely immersed in all its ghetto glory, it will forever remain the Manor as it is now. Monterey Pines. Yeah, so as you see, I'm all Southside Richmond all day. But I would like to say that and mean that I'm not a product of my environment. I am a product of who I came from. My environment simply shaped me to be who I am today. So for that, I am very much so grateful. And I guess right now I just like to take a moment to reflect a little bit. My favorite poet, Dr. Maya Angelou, she had once stated in one of her poems that she had done decades ago. And there was one statement that she had said out of this piece that really stood out and resonated with me. And she had said that, "I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. And just her saying that was super profound to me, that it resonated in such a way that penetrated straight to my memory bank, which in turn gave me that aha moment, right? I had been dealing with this depression for some time now, and I suffer from chronic anxiety disorder. I think it runs in my family because my sister has it too. But it gave me an aha moment that I had very much so needed to bring me back to life. And so what happened when I heard that was I digested it. And the way that I digested it, it came and it spoke to me as, "I, Marika Blaze, come as one, but I stand as 10,000. Meaning I know that when when I show up, I got to show out. And I have to be a representation and a demonstration of past and future generations. So I have to be clear with my intentions along with that as well. So I am a daughter of 5 amazing parental units, all of whom have been a blessing above measure. And now that I am adulting and raising up my own children, I am way more conscious about my efforts as they appear to the general public. And what I mean by that is exactly what I said before. When people see me out in the world, I have to live like I am the daughter of Frieda Leanne Johnson, Linda Faye Davis Moore, James L. Lacey, Joel Leonard Moore Sr., and Charles Edward Johnson. What I mean by that is that I cannot live my life as if my parentals were less than. They weren't perfect. Bar none, they were not perfect. But they were every extension as to who I am today and who I aspire to be. There are many, many, many traits that have been instilled in me and that I possess today. And so when I think about both of my mothers, I have to live like their mother's daughter that brought forth a life. And when I think about my father's, I have to live like my father's son that brought forth a life. And I intentionally walk this way because they brought forth me. And I have to be a proud demonstration of that, right? I have been blessed to have such strong, impactful family, friends, and mentors in my life supporting and wanting to see me thrive and flourish in life. And those same people have invested into me and my future as if I were their very own and never missed a beat. So I have every intention to live up to my own pronounced expectations and standards, along while making sure that those who invested so much into my being sees the fruits of their labors as well. So here we are, living in the unknown of tomorrow, expecting the future, but producing at our best so we can expect nothing but the best out of our own efforts, hence the unexpected theory. And today, the name of the game is keeping it fresh, keeping it new, keeping it different, and occupying this space of you-ness. Occupying the space of you-ness. And so you know when you're on the right track and when you're operating in these spaces of you-ness, when you can produce things so effortlessly that it doesn't even feel like work. You're just enjoying the creative process and sharing your love and passion for the art in and of what you do. And this is when you find yourself. This is when you find yourself so out of your head that you start to believe that everything that you do and have yet to do can totally change the game. Hence the motto, do it anyway. And all you have to do to change the game is be and remain authentically you at all times, because everybody else is taken. And I have the same conversation with my best friends every single day. It's like every other day we're calling each other and was like, you know what? I was just having a conversation with myself. And I was telling myself the same thing that I was telling you the other day. Like, you just can't be real with anyone else until you be real with yourself. So having those internal dialogues is so essential to your growth. Some people would say talking to yourself makes you crazy. But for me, I think that having that internal or external dialogue with yourself is giving you more understanding. It's just like when you're reading a book and you're reading it out loud, you have a better understanding. You get to digest it a little more than you would if you were just reading it silently to yourself. I mean, for some people, it may be the exact opposite, but for me, that's how it happens. And so this is exactly what the unexpected theory is for me. A communal auditory journal expressing any and everything pertaining to life, relationships, work, adulting all day. Parenthood, because I am a parent and there are a lot of people out there right now listening to me who are parents. And there's going to be days when you're not going to like your children. Love them to death. Couldn't see life without them. But there are some days where I just don't like my daughter. I can admit that. It may seem harsh, but it is what it is. Because there's plenty of days where she don't like me either. And so with that, this is going to be that space where, yeah, we're just going to have to unpack, unwind, and let it go. You know, wind it down with a bottle of wine right next to you, you know? I keep a bottle next to me. And it, and days for me get so bad with my children that I start to have a whole bottle of wine on the side of my bed at night. I just have a whole bottle of wine just sitting next to my bed. I don't need a cup. I don't need a glass. I just got the bottle. A couple swigs of it before I go to sleep, and I'm, you know, I digress. I can't. But yeah, y'all, this for me is it. I'm doing it anyway. I'm creating my own lane. I'm making it look as good as possible along the way. I'm trying to swag it out for y'all. And I really hope that you guys will continue to come with me on this journey as we learn, explore, have mad fun, initiating, engaging, and becoming the topic of conversation. Because, oh yes, baby, you are a catch. And if we throwing it out there, somebody's going to catch it. And if they don't, that's their loss. Totally their loss. And there's still a lot more to be done. The very first show for me is the hardest, because I'm afraid to fail. And I was just telling my cousin this morning, like, I am so nervous. Like, I just don't want to fail. I don't want to put all of this work and intention behind such a beautiful project that could essentially become something so much bigger than me. And that's the end all. That's the end all be all for me. I want this to become something that is way more bigger than me, giving you so much life, giving me so much life. We're learning from each other, aiding each other, supporting each other, building that community of support through whatever it is that you may be going through or dealing with, and just keeping it authentic. I'm not here to pose. I'm not perfect by far. Nowhere near perfect. I don't know anybody who is. And if there's somebody out there posing to be such, they might want to be committed. Because this shit is hard, yo. Adulting is hard. It's real life hard. I wish that my parents were still alive so I can just tell them, I need a do-over. I need a mulligan. I need a do-over. We need to do this again. Like, I want to go back to 16 where I'm just sitting up in my room thinking about nothing pertaining to bills or children or anything about what I'm doing right now. Like, I don't want to pay rent. Do you know how much money I could be saving right now? But I'm having to pay rent and a car note and car insurance and renter's insurance and groceries and phone bills and commuting back and forth to work and taking care of children and their habits and trying to maintain and afford my own. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot. And it's stressing me out just thinking about it. It really is. But I'm super excited that this is only the beginning. And it's going to get better from here. And I hope you guys know that. And I hope you continue to make this session, these sessions that we will be having together, I hope you make it a priority in your life to just do it anyway. And commit, whatever that means for you. Just do it anyway and commit. And while I do it anyway and commit to this podcast and sharing my experiences and sharing myself with you all, I hope to continue to make my mark while keeping it positive and remaining authentically me. So a special shout out goes to everyone that has and are still looking out for the kids, supporting me and keeping me humble. things could have been a whole lot worse. A whole lot worse. But my support system, near, far, here or not, knew I had and have so much more potential, purpose, and power to do great, be great, and have an abundance of life. Y'all continue to cover me and instill values and character of which I'm able to showcase, exude, and exudate with everyone that's listening, and not today. So, all in all, this is the unexpected theory. This is my introduction to you all. My introduction to the world. As I introduce to you the unexpected theory, where you can expect the unexpected. So I'm not going to keep you guys any longer. I think a good 25, 26, 27 minutes is good enough. As it's just me sitting here in my studio, in my house. And continue to be you. Continue to find your greatness. Continue to give the effort to find your voice. I'm learning and I'm trying and I'm putting in the effort to find my own. You have your community. You have your village. We're building that now. I'm here for y'all like y'all here for me. And I'm just really, really, really excited for what's to come. We're going to be rolling out some segments next week. We're going to have a guest next week. And I'm going to give you guys a promo to let you know what you can expect, because I don't want to give it away right now. But what you can expect is a new upload of the Unexpected Theory every Friday at 8 p.m. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the number one Unexpected Theory. That's one Unexpected Theory on Instagram and Facebook, as well as on the website. That's TUT Radio. Tut. TUTradio.com. And we're also available for downloads on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So, with that being said, y'all, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and expect the unexpected. What did y'all think? It's your girl in Blaze, man. And I'm out this thing. Peace. Can you hear it?